Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have co-founder and president of Prairie Paws Rescue. We have Kay John joining us, and Kay, welcome to our show.
I appreciate you having me here. Well, thank you.
Absolutely, Kay. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and see what's happening with Prairie Paws Rescue. You guys are all over the place with all these different rescues and locations for meet and greets. And let's hear from you a little bit about what Prairie Paws Rescues is and what you guys are doing in our community and region.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, Prairie Paws got established back in 2007. A lot of volunteers wanting to do more for the animals. We are foster home based. We are nonprofit. We're all volunteers. No one is paid for what we do. And with that being foster home based, we have all the little animals in our homes, sleeping in bed with us and sitting on the couch. They're not sitting in cages. And we like our program being foster home based because that way we get to know the animal. We get to know if they have fears of children, other dogs, cats, men with beards, men with hats, men with boots, that type of thing.
Right.
We take care of all the medical things that they need, whether they need teeth cleaning. We spay and neuter everything, updated shots, all the essentials to get them onto new homes and a second chance. So,
and what I love about it so much, Kay, and it can't be stressed enough, having these animals in this care already. So, you know, again, you can tell that their next owner, their adopted family, what it needs to for that care, and you get to know it that way.
And not only that, but we've been called match.com with pets.
I like that.
And that's good because we have very few returns, which is good because we pretty much know that pet inside, outside, upside down. And, you know, if they have any fears, what the new potential family needs to work with, we work with house training, that type of a thing. So it's just a win-win situation for the people adopting the pet and the pet getting a second chance.
Perfect. And before we get into what we want to talk about here, Kay, with an upcoming fundraiser and the Prairie Paws Positive Care Workshop, I'm sure you're more than willing to look for other families who would be willing to be a foster home or taking on some of these animals, right?
Always, Warren. Always looking for foster homes. I said, believe it or not, the operation of Prairie Paws is about 10 volunteers.
Wow.
And the volunteers, I always say our hearts are in the right places. Our hearts are bigger than our pocketbooks.
Or homes, maybe.
Or homes, too. And I said, you know, we do possibly everything we can to get the stray animals in.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just got a call here this past week in South Dakota. There is a pound in South Dakota on the reservation that has 30 puppies.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're going to try and take some of those puppies and, you know, get them into our foster care program. But there's no way we're going to be able to take all 30. So, but how do you pick and choose, right?
Right. It's tough.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
So anyway, but we do what we can. Always looking for foster homes. We supply everything that the foster home needs. The food, the medical care, the blankets, the toys, the whatever.
Yeah.
And you keep that pet until we find a good adopter or you are a foster fail and you keep the pet yourself, which has happened many times.
Awesome. Kay John again with Prairie Paws Rescue joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. So being a nonprofit, working with these volunteers, Kay, there's obviously a need to raise money and be able to maintain what you guys are doing. So a big and new fundraiser coming up on March 20th in Jamestown, the Prairie Paws Positive Care Workshop.
That's right. And, you know, it's something that was a need because I have taken the pet first aid CPR that was offered through the Red Cross, and Red Cross no longer offers that. And I think it's very important that you know some life-saving skills, not only for humans, but for your pets as well.
Absolutely.
And basically, believe it or not, the pet first aid and CPR is a lot like that for the human. There are, you know, the compressions, there are, you know, different things to keep that pet in survival mode until you can get professional help with a vet. And so we have asked for assistance with the four vet clinics here in Jamestown to each come up with a little presentation during this workshop. And each one is going to take on the duties. We've got Dr. Loyson doing the pet CPR. We have Dr. Dawn doing the pet first aid, where you're going to actually get to, you know, wrap up some animals and learn how to make different, you know, tourniquets and this type of thing.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Anna with Southwood is going to be doing just a basic pet care thing, because a lot of people get a pet and they have no idea what it entails to take care of that pet.
Right.
And then Dr. Schlecht from Prairie Vet is going to be doing the importance of dental and a few other healthcare things for your pet. And then Missy Powers, who is the, I call her the Caesar Milan of Jamestown Edgeley, she is going to be doing some pet obedience training, or just a few little tips on that.
Yeah.
And then I know she does courses in the spring and in the fall. So we've got everything pretty much covered. And then there's going to be a question and answer session afterwards. So if you have questions amongst the veterinarian clinics or even the little course that they taught, you'll be able to answer, you know, question answer those. And then we're going to provide some snacks and we'll have some door prizes. So $25 is going to get you a lot of information in 3-4 hours time.
Yes. So. And again, this is coming up on March 20th at the University of Jamestown. And because, you know, we need to have all these materials in place, Kay, it would be nice to have pre-registration happen.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We are preparing for 30 people to come to the class. We would like the pre-registration, and you can do that on our website. There's a link on there that you can get registered, pay with PayPal, easy for me to say, or you can go to any of the vet clinics and you can just walk up and sign up and then leave your payment there, and then we'll get you registered.
And again, a reminder, this is a fundraiser for Prairie Paws. While it's going to be helping them as well, you also come away with some of that information that you can share with others. You know, that important first aid if something ever happens to your pet.
Right.
So get signed up. Again, Kay said there's several ways to do that. Do you have your website, Kay, and any contact information if they have questions?
Yes. PrairiePawsRescue.com, and make sure you spell the word prairie right. A lot of people misspell it.
It is tough to spell. I've had problems with it. Yes.
Yeah. It's PrairieAnd then Paws, PAWS, and then Rescue, RSCUE.com. And just go to the link that says workshop, positive workshop, and get signed up that way. Easy enough to do. You'll get pre-registered. And then I should also add, too, that with the CPR, we're pretty excited. We have purchased a pet mannequin, as you would the Annie's, which you do with an adult,
right?
Human. We have purchased a pet CPR dog that you're going to be able to feel the pulse and the heartbeat, and you're going to be able to practice saving that dog. So it's going to be a hands-on workshop and a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. A lot of information shared again. March 20th at the University of Jamestown. Get to PrairiePawsRescue.com, right,
correct,
to get more information.
Yes.
And they can go there, find more information about the adoptees and everything about that as well. Kay, anything else about Prairie Paws or about the upcoming workshop that you want to share?
We just hope everybody comes and has a great time. And also would like to add that we have meet and greet at Jamestown Tractor Supply the second Saturday of every month, weather permitting. If not, we have it the following weekend. So come on out, take a look at the adoptables, meet the volunteers, and hopefully we'll be able to get a few more volunteers to help us out.
I hope so. So if anybody's listening, go volunteer if you have space for another pet and maybe space to keep another pet.
Exactly.
Kay, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
All right. Thank you.